Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Igbo Queer Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay, let's go into it. I don't have any time for talking, chit-chat and all of them. I don't have any time for it. We're just going to dive into it. Stop asking us to educate you. Stop asking queer people to educate you. Stop asking LGBTQIA plus individuals to educate you. Queer Africans, queer Black people, queer Nigerians, queer people who are LGBTQIA plus are not your free school. We are not your teachers. Stop asking us to educate you. It is easy for you to find information. It is absolutely easy to do so. You know what the thing is? A lot of you act like you don't know anything. I don't understand why someone that is a fully grown adult who has gone through life does not know their left from their right. My dear, we are not here to educate you. This episode actually is me looking into and wanting to tackle the exhausting expectation that queer Africans must constantly explain, defend, and justify our existence. Why? Especially doing all of this to people who already, you have decided that you don't want to understand us. You have decided already that you don't care about what we think. You don't want to know anything about us. Why do we have to constantly explain to you, defend ourselves, justify our existence to you? Why do we have to do that? A lot of you claim that you care, you want to know, but deep down, you are snaring, you are sniggering, you are laughing at us, you are making mockery of us, you are thinking that we are dirty, we are not deserving of being a human being. You know what I am tired of? And I know everyone that is LGBTQIA+, who is of African descent, is tired of this. We are tired from the endless debates with homophobic relatives to strangers. We are tired of it. We are tired of you demanding that we prove that we are queer in Africa, that we are gay in Africa. No, we are tired of it. We don't owe you any education, especially an unpaid one. Education is important. Educate yourself. I'm not your teacher. We are not your teacher. The thing is that a lot of you want us to turn into your full-time teacher for your comfort and exploitation. No, it is easier these days for you to learn. Absolutely easier for you to do. All you have to do is go to Google and search for books and things like this and literally buy them. Or you can ask ChatGPT to recommend you books to read and things like this. You can watch a lot of documentaries that can teach you things as well. We don't owe you anything whatsoever. We don't owe you anything at all. The thing is that a lot of us queer people, especially queer people of African descent, it is exhausting actually for this to happen. The random DMs, the debates at family gatherings, the co-workers who suddenly become experts on your life, the constant expectation to explain why you exist. I am done. I am done. We are done. We are not your free classroom. We are not your free labor. We are not your teacher. We are not here for you to mock us. We are not here for you to make a mockery of us. We are done. We are done. Yesterday, I had it up till here on my live stream. I was up until 2 o'clock last night. A group of women who are good for nothing claimed that they came to learn, but all they were doing is mock and insult and disrespect. And I have always said this, women who are homophobic, I feel sorry for you because some of you end up getting married to gay men who will cheat behind your backs with men disrespectfully because you refuse to see what's happening under your nose. And this is what I'm saying. We know you. We know when you are here to disrespect us. We can see right through you. We are not stupid. If someone genuinely wants to learn, there is nothing absolutely wrong with you wanting to know if you actually want to. But 99.9% of you don't. You just want to disrespect. make a mockery of us, tell us how we are wrong, and try to make yourself feel good. And you know what is worse? Some of you who do these things are actually DL homosexuals and lesbians. And I feel sorry for you. I am just going to name the problem to you because it is a massive problem. We live in a culture that believes that access to queer people means access to free emotional labor. And I am here to tell you that we are not going to allow that to happen to us anymore. That is never going to happen anymore. Because what you do is, you want us to explain history to you. You want us to unpack colonialism to you. You want us to translate identity to you. You want us to defend our humanity. Why? I am asking you why. To what end is this? What does it benefit you? Why do you choose to be this mean? Why do you think that this is okay? Colonization robbed you of your language, of your culture, of your sense of self. How is that the problem of queer Africans? How? Some of you claim that homosexuality and queerness is not your culture. What is your culture then? Can you tell me, please? Some of you conflate your culture with religion. You don't know your culture. You've lost yourself. You don't know who you are. And that is a massive problem. That is why religious psychosis is a massive problem in the African community. Because a lot of you are not in touch with reality. And I feel fucking sorry for you. I am going to say this again. We are not here to explain history to you, to unpack colonization and colonialism to you, to translate identity or defend our humanity. At the end of the day, we are all humans. It is about humanity. A lot of you preach the Bible and you preach about God and you preach all of these things, but you don't practice what you preach. You refuse to show kindness, empathy, love, compassion. You lot are bad mind people. And we can see right through your dusty, crusty, good-for-nothing self. I want to let you know, and I want to make it clear to you, go to some place else and seek for the people that you are going to drain emotionally, where people are not going to be the ones. We are not the ones. Respect yourselves and be in your lane. We are slaying in our lane all the time. We know who we are. We respect ourselves. We love ourselves. And we are going to continue to be here, whether you like it or not. There is a difference, a massive difference between curiosity and disrespect. I know curiosity when I see one, when you speak to me, when you are asking me questions. And I know disrespect when I see one, when you are speaking to me, when you are asking me questions. And about 60 to 75% of you who come to speak to queer people are disrespectful. You are not curious. You are just mean. And it shows. There is a difference between a genuine curiosity and a weaponized questioning. What you do is you weaponize your religious beliefs, your nonsense, your wickedness. You use them as a blanket to question us, and you are disrespectful. If someone is asking you questions just to prove you wrong, that is not curiosity. You're asking me a particular kind of question and you're referencing Nyash and this and this and this, and your question is all about trying to prove me wrong. That is not curiosity. That is violence wrapped in a question mark. It is you being a wicked person. It is you being unkind. And I have said this so many times on my TikTok lives. If someone is asking you these questions, all they are doing is that they are trying to prove you wrong. That is not curiosity. That is horrible, actually. That is disrespectful. That is you not being kind. That is you saying to me that who I am is wrong. You're not curious. You're not trying to understand me. You're trying to tell me that I'm wrong. And you know what? I know who I am. And that is why I don't allow any good-for-nothing individual or human being to speak to me that way. Because you're not going to make me less than. Because I'm not less than. We as queer people are not less than. We are fabulous. Hypocrisy is wild. It is wild. And I see this every day. Every day. Everywhere. Every time. All the time. It happens. You know why? Because nobody, absolutely nobody, asks straight people to sit down and defend why they deserve their rights. Nobody quizzes them on why they hold hands in public. Nobody does. But where people, we are expected to bring charts, history books, PowerPoints, all manners of presentations, all manners of explaining, all manners of madness, of details, just to breathe. Literally, the number of times people have said to me that I need to explain this, I need to do that and do that, just to literally breathe, just to exist. You want us to do all of this? You lot are hypocritical. Somebody spoke to me on TikTok Live. I think it was yesterday. She was with a young baby. I think it was a young daughter. She said so many things that touched my soul. I don't think that lady realized what she did in that moment, and it was powerful. Those are the types of human beings that if you are gay, if you are queer, if you are gender non-conforming, if you are LGBTQIA+, those are the types of people you need in your corner, because she's one of a kind. There are a lot of women who have been kind to me, who have spoken and poured into me, and they know themselves. But the majority of the people who feel like moving mad, who preach what they do not practice, you need help. And I'm saying this in the best of ways. Because what you lot do is that you commit all the atrocities. You are evil. You defend evil men. You defend bad things in your church and around your community. But the hill that you choose to jump off of to unalive yourself is the hill of LGBTQIA+ individuals. With that, I say to you, fuck you. That's my message to you. Take your hypocrisy and shove it up your behind, because you are wayward. You are good for nothing. You preach empathy, love, compassion, being a good person, but you don't practice any of those because you're not a good person. A lot of you are worried about what will happen to you in your afterlife. What about here and now and the right now? What have you done to make here and now better for each and every one of us? Do you know what you've done? Fuck all. That's what you've done. Fuck all. That's what you've done. And you are carrying your holy book, your holy Bible everywhere. You're trying to make everyone aware that God is here and now. You are God yourself, but you haven't done anything good. How do you expect that your Creator will forgive you and love you if you haven't loved your neighbor as yourself, thy neighbor as thyself? Because you know what? You are fucked up and you are hypocritical and you need help. And I hope that you find it, because you absolutely do. And you are not going to stop us LGBTQIA+ individuals for being who we are. You don't have that power. I grew up in communities where people never, ever respected my boundaries. And it got to a point where I started to see boundary somehow as a survival, because it has helped me to shield and protect my mental well-being, my peace of mind. And it has allowed me to get to where I am today. Boundaries are absolutely important. If you are a queer person, learn massively to have boundaries. Learn that no is a sentence. No, and zip it and move on. You have the right to say no to these conversations. You have the right to block, to walk away, to change the subject. You have the right to do all of these things. Protect your energy. Education is a choice, not an obligation. The earlier you know this, the better your mental well-being will be. This is something that took me for the longest to arrive to this place. But I'm here now. And I don't want you to make the same mistakes, to take forever to get to this place. I am going to repeat this again. Education is a choice, not an obligation. It is not an obligation. You are not obliged to be educating people who want to prove you wrong. who want to disrespect you. You don't owe them anything. Just live your life. There's something a lot of people don't want to own. They don't want to own the responsibility. They don't want to be responsible for anything. If someone really wants to learn, the information is everywhere. If you really want to learn, it's everywhere. Read a book. Listen to queer voices. Pay queer educators. Stop making the oppressed do all the heavy lifting on your behalf. Stop doing that. We are marginalized already. We have a lot on our plates. We are not responsible for you learning what you need to learn. It is easier these days for you to learn things. Do those learnings. And for some of you, if you happen to give birth to a queer child, you better love that child, because every child deserves love. I have reclaimed my space. We have reclaimed our space, and we will continue to do so. We will continue to be visible, represent, and do the things, because that's who we are. Queer Africans, queer people in general, do not exist to be your syllables. We exist to live, to love, to dance, to thrive. We don't owe you any explanation whatsoever. We don't owe you our existence. We don't owe you anything. We will never do so. And to every queer person that is listening to this, I want you to know that you should learn how to know when someone is questioning you to prove you wrong, and block if you need to. Change the conversation if you need to. Move away from it. Walk away from it if you need to. Protect your energy. Protect yourself, because you deserve better. I want you to take this away. Ask yourself these questions today. Where in your life are you still doing free emotional labor for people who don't actually want to change? If there's anywhere you are doing that, that needs to stop today. Stop it right now. Stop it, please. Instead of debating with good-for-nothing people, redirect your energy to something positive. You can also redirect them to somewhere. Send them a link. That's if you care as much. Maybe a book if you want to. Or nothing at all. You don't have to do anything at all. Your time is precious. Your time is wonderful. Spend it wisely, and spend it on people who value you. I am going to leave that with you. Let that sink in and think about it. Okay? You are amazing. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and continue to be your wonderful self.